Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's call. This is Rem Jackson. And with me today, returning to the call, is Dr. Bruce Thiel. Dr. Thiel is a podiatrist. He practices in East Orange, New Jersey, and he is the specialist when it comes to people's feet and their ankles. He's been a guest on the call before, and I asked him to return, and he graciously agreed to discuss in specific this epidemic of heel pain that's actually sweeping our nation. So first of all, Dr. Thiel, thank you so much. I know you're busy, and I just appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Not a problem. I'm glad to do it, Rem.
Now, what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, is I'd like you to really go ahead and define again for everybody on the call who might not have been with us last time just exactly what a podiatrist is so they have a good sense for it.
A podiatrist is a doctor who specializes in the care and treatment of the foot and ankle. We treat many different foot problems and disorders with conservative treatments, alternative medicine treatments, surgical treatments, and basically try to make sure that people are able to function about the activities of their regular daily lives, walk in comfort, and be pain-free.
Well, thank you very much for that. I mean, so for all intents and purposes, just as any other medical doctor, you are actually the specialist in people's feet and their ankles.
That is the area that we concentrate and spend all of our time treating, as well as all of our many years of education in podiatric medical school to learn of all the different foot and ankle pathologies that people can encounter in their lives.
Now, Dr. Thiel, most of the people who are going to listen to this today or listening possibly in the future are interested in this topic because either they're experiencing heel pain themselves or they're responsible for the health care of a loved one who is having this kind of a problem. And so, you know, beside the obvious answer of pain in the heel, what would you say are the most frequent symptoms that your patients are experiencing when they come in to see you?
The most common symptom is pain when patients step out of bed in the morning or when they get up after sitting for a period of time and first step on their foot. This causes a lot of very sharp, excruciating pain in many cases on the bottom of the heel. It's overwhelmingly the most common symptom of a condition called plantar fasciitis.
I see. And now, what is plantar fasciitis?
Plantar fasciitis is a condition that's caused by a strain or a stretching of the ligament that supports the arch and the foot. This ligament is a very large ligament, the biggest one in the foot. It runs from the ball of the foot to the heel, and it's like a tight string that when someone steps down on their foot, tension is placed on this ligament, and in the cases of plantar fasciitis, that tension causes pain due to the patient's foot deformity, imbalance in their foot, or other abnormalities that have strained their foot.
I see. Now, how common is heel pain? Who gets it?
Many patients have it. It's across the board from anyone in their teen years until their senior years. These people get it for a variety of reasons. We see it in young people due to sports that they may be involved in and have had an injury. In young and middle-aged adults that are now standing on their feet and need their feet all day long on their jobs. And also in the elderly, because as everything else deteriorates, and the feet deteriorate too, and many imbalances that were present for years can suddenly start to cause a problem when they may never have had one in the past.
I see. So now you and I spoke last time about this remarkable fact that almost everyone that comes to see you can be cured of their heel pain without resorting to surgery or a surgical technique like that. And I wanted to ask you, so how do you treat heel pain? If someone comes to you, they've got the problem that's driving them crazy, and you diagnose, okay, they have heel pain or plantar fasciitis or one of the other conditions that causes it. Well, how do we treat it?
Well, the first thing that I do is I do a full, complete clinical examination of their lower extremities. That helps me to ascertain what the reason is for the problem, and therefore leads me to decide what type of treatment to do. Some simple things are generally started with someone who has plantar fasciitis. This includes not allowing the patient to walk barefoot or in sandals or flat shoes, making sure that they have something to wear when they get out of bed in the morning so their foot does not go down flat and strain the plantar fascia. Strappings with tape and paddings to support their foot in arch is a temporary measure to relieve the stress on the painful ligament. Making sure the patients have proper footwear that fits their foot as well as supports their foot. And then last but not least, the fabrication of custom foot orthotics, which are made from a mold of the person's foot, to exactly capture and hold their foot in its proper alignment with the leg to take the strain off the plantar fasciitis, off the plantar fascia, and help to relieve their pain.
Now, I want to ask you about those orthotics because, you know, you see a lot of things on the television commercials for, like, the Dr. Scholl's Center at the drugstore where, you know, you look behind the machine and there's a whole line of doctors back there. I've never seen those people, but they're apparently there. And now what you're talking about is something entirely different from those kinds of cushy pads, or am I wrong about that?
No, Ram. Most of the products that are available in the store fall under several categories, either heel pads or cushions or arch supports. These are items that, in some cases, can relieve symptoms in some patients, but they don't really correct any mechanical problems that a person may have. Whereas a foot orthotic is made from a full clinical exam of the person, evaluation of their foot x-rays, and also tailored specifically to their lifestyle, their activities, their job. And orthotics are actually made from a model of the person's foot. In my office, we use plaster to capture the exact foot position and foot shape so that we can make the orthotic fit their foot perfectly, similar to the way an eye doctor makes eyeglasses for his patients.
I see. So it corrects those instabilities. Basically, it brings the foot into the, I guess it would be like the correct alignment, and those cushy gel pads and things don't even begin to do something like that. Is that right?
That's right. The cushions can help some conditions of heel pain, but in many cases, a cushion in the heel actually puts more stress on the plantar fascia and actually can make the condition worse.
Wow. Now, the last time we spoke, you said that you've not needed to do surgery on this for over 10 years. So this is possibly a moot point, but even now, if surgery was needed to correct the problem, we're really talking about something that's very high-tech, aren't we? Like minimal, invasive, very small, I don't know, almost microscopic kind of surgery. Is that true?
Yes, there's procedures that are done similarly to all of the new procedures done on the rest of the body where a small incision is made, a device is placed inside the foot to evaluate the exact area where the ligament is inflamed, and then small instruments are inserted to release and take the strain off the ligament by cutting it where it inserts into the bone, causing the pain.
And that's generally a pretty short recovery period, isn't it?
Most of the patients are up and walking within 2 weeks back to all their normal activities.
Oh, that's great. See, it's just not the way it used to be, and I think people worry about that so much. I have another question for you, Doctor, before my last question, and that is there any way to avoid getting heel pain? Is there anything we can do to try to be proactive about this?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, proper footwear is one of the key components, making sure your shoes fit properly, that they have the proper structure and rigidity to help the feet, depending on the activity that the person is performing. You wouldn't want to wear a soft, very flimsy loafer and wear that for many miles with walking on your feet, because those type shoes are more like bedroom slippers, and nobody would dream of walking around the town in their slippers all day long.
Well, that's for sure. So basically just good supportive shoes and be sensible. Fair?
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, it's always just good common sense. The things our mothers told us that we just don't listen to. So very important. Dr. Thiel, I just want to say thanks so much for doing this. This has been very illuminating. This is a problem that so many people that I know have, and I just appreciate you taking the time so much.
Glad to do it, Rem, and my job in life is to make sure I keep the patients in my community walking and working, and don't let their feet be the thing that slows them down.
Well, I love that. I have one last question for you. If someone wants to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the simplest way is to call our office phone number, 973-673-3668, or 973-673-FOOT. They can contact us through our website, www.drtheol.com. That's drtheall.com. And, of course, I've also prepared a book for my patients, and I've also prepared a book for my community that people can get at a toll-free number.
And what is that number, Doctor?
That number is 888-709-7662.
And, you know, you very graciously gave me a copy of that book, and it's fabulous. And there's a whole section in it. I mean, it covers the whole gamut, everything that somebody could ever have questions about, and a good section on heel pain, orthotics, and everything all about it, and including many other concerns and conditions. And this is complimentary. It's at no cost to people, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. I just admire that because, want to say thank you for doing that for people, because I also believe that information, armed with the right information, we can take care of our health, our own health, and the health of those that we love. Folks, grab a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you all that information one more time to make sure that you have it. But my guest today has been Dr. Bruce Thiel, a podiatrist. That means he's a specialist when it comes to people's feet and their ankles, practicing in East Orange, New Jersey, with his associate, Dr. Samuel Ada Boyega. And Dr. Thiel has an office, as I said, in East Orange. If you want to make an appointment to come in to see him or Dr. Sam, you can call 973-673-3668, and that also spells the word foot, 973-673-FOOT. You can also go to his website, drtheall.com, drtheall.com, and it's great. I've been on the website all over it, and it's filled with just really useful and helpful information. And there at the website, you can request a copy of his book. The title of the book is Put Your Feet First, A User's Guide to Foot and Ankle Health. Just click on the book and fill out the little form, and his staff will rush it to you. And if you'd rather use the phone, you can call 888-709-7662, 24 hours a day. Leave your contact information, and again, his staff will make sure that that's all sent to you right away. And again, my guest today, Dr. Bruce Thiel, a podiatrist practicing in East Orange, New Jersey. Everyone, until next time, this is Rem Jackson. Have a great day.